Next up is Inside Finance. Inside Finance is a special feature of this program every week where we discuss in depth the financial and economic challenges of our time and explore possible solutions. Here is your host this week, Stanford Simon.
Pleasant good day to you. I am Pastor Sanford Simon. This is Inside Finance. It's a joy to be with you once again without a shadow of a doubt. As you know, every week we meet right here on this station to speak directly to you from Inside Finance. And today I have with me the Assistant Controller, Mr. Randy Wyke Cadet, and I have Public Relations Officer, Ms. Karine Alexander.
Yes.
All right. The both are here with me in the studio. We'll be talking about taxes, as you know, plan for upcoming tax and awareness month. So, you know, government have to raise money, and with all of that come a whole lot of things that will happen. So we take a word from our sponsors. We come right back and my discussion here with Mr. Randy and Miss Karine. We're talking Inside Finance.
A call to all secondary schools.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that? It is the countdown on the Brain Bee Challenge 2016. Do not let it pass you by. The winner would be heading to Copenhagen, Denmark in the European Union June 29th to July 4th, 2016. Come be a part of Brain Bee 2016.
Welcome back. It's a joy to be with you. And for those of you who are listening, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, as we share together to do the best as we can. Good day to both of you.
Hi, Pass.
How are you?
I'm fine.
And you look like you're expecting.
Yes, I am.
That's a good thing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Mr. Randy, how are you?
I am blessed, Pastor. I am blessed. And it's also a joy to be with you as well and your listeners on this another program of Inside Finance.
All right. Well, it's good that you are with me, and I am very happy that you are. I guess here we are with so much that is happening. Government have been working very, very hard to put things in place. You have been a new trust within your tax department. There have been some changes. You spoke with us not too long ago about that. How are things going, though, within the ministry itself when we talk about your tax department generally?
Well, we are working steadfastly towards our agenda, our common goal, which is to improve the way we deliver service to our taxpayers. It's a work in progress. So far, we have been able to deliver on some of the objectives that we have set for ourselves. And we are working towards, you know, success, at least by the end of 2016 and throughout, because we believe in IRT that public sector reform really starts with us. So we are focused on that.
What is the annual stamp tax, and who is liable to pay the annual stamp tax? Explain that to us.
Well, I will take the last part of the question first. Mm-hmm. and say to you that every person who operates a business, and by a business we mean a commercial activity, service enterprise, trade or profession, so every person who operates a business is expected to pay, and they have an obligation to pay the annual stamp tax, which we call AST. AST is one of our major tax types administered by IRD. It is a percentage charge on the gross receipts of a business for the prior year, for the previous year. So, for instance, 2015 tax liability is calculated based on the gross receipts of 2014. 2016 tax liability will be based upon the gross receipts from the previous year, which was 2015.
So, pretty much, one who have been paying tax have to calculate on the previous year, not on the present year.
That is correct. That is so correct.
All right. So now persons must be putting the house in order, really, to pay their taxes.
Correct, sir.
All right. Now, the other thing is, what is the rate of the annual stamp tax, for which a lot of people are asking, and are there any exemption for businesses?
Yes, Pastor, we have exemption. The exemption is $36,000. In fact, the first $36,000 of gross receipts is exempted for businesses. We basically have two principal rates, and the rates that we are using now were amended last year. We have a rate of 0.75%, 0.75%, for businesses with gross receipts in the amounts of at least $300,000, or $300,000 and above, whichever way you want to put it. 0.5%, that's the other rate we are using, and this 0.5% is for businesses with gross receipts below $300,000. And I want to repeat here that the first $36,000 is exempt. So whatever your gross receipt is, you will subtract $36,000 from that to begin with, and then the rates will apply.
A small businessman be asking our farmer, what is gross receipt? What do you mean by this gross receipts?
good question. Very good question. Your gross receipts is considered some of your incomes, and they include things such as income from sale or disposal of goods or services. It includes also income from rentals, income from investments, if you have any dividends, if you receive any dividends, if you are a receipt of any royalties or commission and fees, including those from copyrights, patents, and intellectual property. So gross receipts basically speak to your income streams.
Okay, what are the income that you're receiving from the things that you are selling?
That is correct.
Whatever that may be. Now, the other thing is, can you provide some examples for income sources that can be considered as gross receipt? Is the same question I ask you, but I think with a further explanation for some of the farmers who are thinking, now, how do I do that? Mm-hmm. I'm asking that in the light. I know you answered just a while ago.
Right.
But how do I account for this gross receipt? When I receive, what happens? How do you know how much gross receipt I have, or how much that I have put out that now you're asking me to pay? So what do I have to pay? I mean, I buy this, I buy that, I buy that. I have no money in my hand. What are you telling me about? I have to pay money. Right.
So if I was to use your example of a farmer, and the farmer is principally in the buying and purchasing of, or the selling of fruits and vegetables, the monies that you receive from the sale of those fruits or those vegetables will be your receipt, your gross receipt. And gross, we are talking about the receipt that you have before expenses. If it's after expenses, we will be talking about net receipts. So gross receipts will be the revenues you receive prior to you having deducted your expenses. So for the farmer, if they sell, 5 pounds of cabbages at $10, mm-hmm. The gross receipt for that will be $10.
Okay, and that is what then you use, and that is what you are taxed on.
The rate is applied on that.
Right, and you're saying the first $36,000 of that is not taxed.
The first of the $6,000 cumulatively, because all the receipts will be added together.
Right.
And the first of the $6,000 will be exempt.
That's your gross receipt.
That is correct.
Right, wouldn't be exempt. Okay, Miss Alexander, you sit there quietly. I now have to talk to you a little bit. When is the due date for filing and payment of our annual stamp tax? Because that is something I think a lot of people here, but they wonder sometimes, what is the real time for that?
Okay, so according to Section 6 of the Annual Stamp Tax, the filing date for it is 2015. For 2015 is the 31st of March 2016. As Randy indicated before, it's a tax that is based on the prior year. So the annual stamp tax for 2015 is the 31st of March 2016. AST is due and payable in 9 equal monthly installments, starting from April and going right on to December.
So those are the months. Just repeat the timeline for us.
Okay. ASD is due and payable in 9. You could pay in 9 equal installments, starting from April and going right on to December. But the filing date for it is for 2015, as I said, is the 31st of March 2016.
Why? What caused this change?
It's 90 days at the end of your fiscal year, your financial year. Right? In our case here, it's for the end of December. Mm. If your fiscal year ends December 31st, 2015, then you have 90 days in which to file, and that 90 days will take you until the 31st of March 2016.
Okay, and that puts you in a position. There are a lot of people who, in filing their taxes, sometimes they have problems with their accountant, trying to get things done in time for them. If then that becomes a problem, what should they do?
Well, they can apply, and I'll give them power. They can apply for an extension.
Yes.
You know, if they need any assistance or extra time to help file, then they can apply to the controller, and the comptroller will you know use his discretion to grant the extension. Extension, yeah.
So they write to the comptroller and ask for mm-hmm. an extension. Mm-hmm. Now this is the big one. What are the penalties and interests associated to annual stamp tax?
I love. Pastor, I want to flip that question to you. What do you think, Pastor?
I think yes, because I'm asking the question, but I know there I have my share to deal with you too, so
Yes, you are absolutely correct. Yes, there are penalties and interests. In fact, when you do not comply, we have to penalize you for not complying. In fact, if you fail to pay on time, there is a 2% interest charge per month or part of the month during which the period in which the EST remains unpaid. If you fail to submit or file a return within the time prescribed or any extended time granted, you would be expected to pay a penalty of 10% of the amount of a tax payable or $100, whichever is greater. So basically, we have an interest and penalty for late filing, or not paying, sorry, and for filing late, or not filing at all.
So if, say, you're supposed to file on the 31st of March, and you did not, now, let's say 15 days after that, you came and you filed, what happens?
15 days after means that you're late. If you have not applied for an extension, 15 days after, you are late, and you will be charged a 10% penalty.
10%?
Yeah.
Now, what is the 2% for? Where, how do you charge? Well, you talk about 2% and this is 10%. What is the difference between the two?
Let me explain. Maybe I wasn't clear enough. The 2%, and I want to repeat, the 2% is for if you fail to pay on time.
Okay, that's right? Payment.
Payment, correct. And the 10% is if you fail to file. So we have payment
and filing.
And we have filing. Mm-hmm. 2% is if you fail to pay on time. And the 10% is if you fail to submit, file a return.
So if I'm filing, it didn't mean that I owe you.
If you...
Filing. Let's say I come to file.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't mean that I owe.
Well, based on your liability, I mean, you can file nil.
Right.
You can file nil.
I can file nil.
Basically.
It didn't mean that I owe, but I must file.
That is correct. You have an obligation to
right.
file.
Right. So whether I owe you or not before filing, I need to file. Because if I do not file, I will be charged whether I have money for you or not.
And you will be deemed a non-filer.
A non-filer. Yeah. Oh, Lord, you have a lot of us are non-filers. Those of you who are non-filers, including myself, I know that we're all in trouble because we need to file. No, because it is a serious issue.
Correct.
I mean, I think a lot of us have not taken it serious enough. And I say all of us because I'm a business person just the same. I've caught myself in the same problem. I'm sure there are other business person out there, especially small businesses, who then do not take this tax issue very seriously in terms of when it comes to filing. Because filing is by law, right?
Correct.
Yes.
And therefore, it means it's not you just fulfilling your requirements under the law.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. As long as you're registered with the division, you have an obligation to file.
Right.
And every business must be registered.
Every business.
Yes, 30 days after you establish your business,
you need to register.
Yes.
Especially for the purpose of the EST.
Yes, for the EST. So that is not, let me ask this question. You have some people file a business name, mm-hmm. and some people have a liability business, right? They register, you know, or a company. Mm-hmm. Now, you're saying on both of them, you need to file. If you register a name, you need to file. And it's a I'm asking the question for clarity, because I know someone would go in and register a name of a business. They're ready to, you know.
Right, they want to start a business.
Right, they want to start a business.
But that doesn't mean, if they register, that doesn't mean that they have to pay. Remember, there's also an exemption.
Right.
Like if you, under the threshold of 36,000 euro,
$36,000 a year or $36,000 a month?
A year.
You're exempted, so you don't have to pay stamp tax if you're under that.
But you have to file.
But you have to register, and you have to file.
Well, I sure shop making $36,000 a year.
I want to add,
most businesses in Grenada need to pay taxes.
I want to add here that we do not register business names. The registry will do that.
Yes.
We register you for the purpose of taxation.
Okay. All right. So you register purpose of taxation, not the purpose of name. So name, you go to the registry. Right. So that in itself make it clear. If you finish, you've done your work with the registry and all is finished, then you come down to the Ministry of Finance under the Inland Revenue Department.
That's right.
All right. And that's where you come. And you come to who? Who you come to?
Well, we have Taxpayer Service.
Taxpayer Service. Then you go to the Taxpayer Service. To register your business.
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
and that's
registration.
And registration.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you take it from there.
From there, yes.
Okay. What are some of the other tax deadlines that taxpayers should be aware of at this time?
Okay. Well, businesses have 90 days from the end of their fiscal year to file. For instance, for businesses whose fiscal year has ended on the 31st of December 2015, the deadline for filing the annual corporate income tax return is Thursday, March 31st, 2016. For individuals who are liable to pay personal income tax, the deadline for filing is also Thursday, 31st, March 2016. For the purpose of property tax, the deadline for payment is the Thursday, the 38th of June, and that's for the rebates. If you pay before that, before the 38th of June, or on or before, you get a 5% rebate.
Okay, so repeat that for me, because some of them just speak a bit slower. So for
yes.
And the persons who are listening, saying, let me write down these dates that she gonna have. Please, sir.
Yes, so for the purpose of property tax, because you know almost everyone pays property tax, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the most popular tax of the department.
Right.
Yes, so the deadline for payment in order to get your rebate, the 5% rebate, is Thursday, 38th June.
Okay.
And that's for every year.
Every year?
Yes.
So it falls on that time?
Yes, that's in order for you to get a 5% rebate.
Okay.
Yes, but after that, there's interest and penalty that will come through.
Right. So that's for property tax?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The penalties starts from the 38th of August.
The 38th of... So 2 months? 38th June, well...
So June. So if you pay after June 30th and August 29th, then you pay the assessed amount. That's what's on your demand notice.
Right.
Right? Then after that, that's after August 30th, penalty step in. There's a 10% penalty that is one off.
30 days are September, April, June, and November. All the rest are 31 days. So August are 31 days. So on the 31st, on the 31st of August, penalty starts?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Give us 2 months, and if we pay, I mean, it's fair. You can't complain.
It's fair.
Uh-huh.
So
right.
Anything thereafter, interest of 2%.
Of 2%.
Per month.
Per month.
So once your bill or your account remains unpaid, there'll be a 2% interest every month on that until you pay.
All right. And folks, you hear that. So all of us in the country who owned land need to land and house or just land alone.
Building as well.
Building as well. You need to come in by the 30th of June to pay your taxes. And you would get then a 5% rebate.
Yes.
If you don't and you come and pay on the 31st of August, you have 2 months pretty much, after then, penalty. And then you're paying, how much is the penalty?
Penalty is 10%.
10% of the amount.
Of the amount.
So if I owe you $1,000 in property tax, it means I'm paying $100.
Yes, that's right.
All right, folks. So you heard that. If you owe $100 in property, you're paying $10. So
yes.
If you want to save the $10 from Uncle, from the taxpayers, you're coming and pay. All right, so that's for property. What are the others?
Okay. So we also have for... the VAT. VAT and excise tax is due and payable on the 20th of February.
Okay.
Okay.
So yes. So that's in a few days?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
In a few days.
I want to add here that the 20th of each month.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the 20th.
The 20th of each month.
Because VAT is a monthly tax.
Okay. So you should be paying VAT at the 20th of every month is your cutoff point for VAT.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Pay as you earn is due on pay and payable on the 7th of every month as well.
What is pay as you earn?
Pay as you own payee. Randy will expound on that.
It's part of the Income Tax Act. You as individuals, we at the end, we will, our employer will take out income tax every month for us, and they will submit a PAYE, pay as you earn, on behalf of you. So because you are employee working for an employer, your obligation will be at the end of, or 90 days after the end of the year when you file your income tax return. But on a monthly basis, your employer, he has a responsibility to deduct income tax from you. And whenever the employer makes a deduction, you call that payee.
Oh, uh-huh. So let me just go back a bit. A person who is working, let's say, for $3,000, are you required to pay income tax or not?
Well, the income tax threshold, right, it's $3,000.
Right.
Right. Anything in excess of $300,000, you have an...
Any excess of $3,000.
Yes.
Right.
So $3,000.
Anything in excess of $3,000 a month, you have an obligation to pay income tax. So, however, your employer, he makes that deduction. It's a trust tax, right? The employer makes the deduction. When the employer makes the deduction, it is called PAYE. Pay as you earn. So he will submit that to the Inland Revenue.
Right. So if
on
behalf. So if I'm working for $3,000, I do not have to pay income tax. Right. If I'm working for $3,100, then I pay. Right. But am I paying on the $100 or am I paying on the $3,100?
You pay on the excess of $3,000.
All right. So I'm paying on $100. So an employer not supposed to take out for my money and tell me paying income tax to government if I'm working for $3,000 or less.
Correct.
Above that, then he takes out. But you only take income tax on the excess of $3,000.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
That is clear.
And I want to repeat here that each and every employee who is liable, or if income tax is being taken out from you every single month, you have until the 31st of March to file a return. And filing is very, very important for the Inland Revenue Division. That's where we use the data to reconcile what was paid on your behalf and what you believe should have been paid for you.
So it is clearly defined.
Correct.
Okay. Now, do you have a month that you place emphasis on tax awareness? Do you have that?
Yes, we do. March is Tax Awareness Month, although we're looking at the month as we have a few deadlines around these times. So we're looking at the month, but this year it's going to be March as usual, and we have a number of activities that we're planning to do,
right,
which includes the church service, staff motivation. As with everything, our staff must be motivated, especially when you're dealing with taxes, right? Right, so staff motivation, an island-wide caravan. Well, we go out.
Like a motorcade?
Yes.
Oh, but you don't want to use the word motorcade.
Okay. But it's information.
Right,
to
information.
Give information.
Caravan.
Yes.
Right.
All right. And then we will be traveling to Karikou, where we do a bit there. And also school visits. We'll be going to some schools, make sure the children know what taxes are there, and when they leave school, what taxes they will have to pay.
Oh, okay.
Right? And
so you're starting early.
Yes.
Which is good.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then we want to climax with a sports day, a sports fun day, where we get the staff as well as taxpayers to come together and have fun.
So at least the interaction.
Yes.
So whenever Mr. Cadet come to put the pressure on me, he would have played cricket with me and laughed. So despite it being hard on me, I can't fuss because we would have played a cricket game together and be on the same team.
That's right.
All right. I mean, you can't.
Good one, Pastor. Good one.
So we can't be stiff at all times. Right. You know, there is a time for play also.
But that's good. I mean, it is healthy to see the tax department making this new initiative, I think, because you had this big barrier, this big wars they over there and we here, and it's always a battle. Whenever you call tax man, even in the Bible, they vex with them.
People
always vex with the tax person. So I think in truth and in fact, having these kind of events and relationship help to draw people closer together.
Yes. Mm.
So what other things you have in that month?
Well, we have other things coming. We have not really closed on everything yet as it relates to dates and stuff. We still have that to put together. But you'll see us out there interacting with you, the taxpayers and the public. So you'll have a better idea as to what we do at Inland Revenue. And then we'll develop relationships and partnerships that will benefit all.
All right. Mr. Randy, anything you have to say as we conclude? I mean, we finished. Time almost gone. It was easy. F?
Well, the whole tax awareness is all about creating a platform for Inland Revenue and taxpayers to work together in unity and harmony.
Mm-hmm.
We really want to bridge a gap. In fact, our reform, as I said before, speaks highly of taxpayer service.
Okay.
And we really want to, as I said, barrier, we want to bridge that gap. Break down the barrier where you will feel comfortable as a taxpayer to come and transact, interact with Inland Revenue.
Okay, well, it's good that you both can come and be here to share this time with me. I appreciate it a whole lot. And I want to talk, there are two questions out of time, but I want to come back and I'll talk to Mr. Randy for a little bit about some things I want to have, and I'll air it another time. Karen, Alexander?
Okay. Well, we also have some issues at the office where it relates to demand notices.
Mm-hmm.
The demand notices are going out right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we expect people to collect them from the postman or the post lady and come in to pay your taxes. And as it relates to addresses,
mm-hmm.
there's some instances where people are relocated, their address has changed, and they don't come to the office or call the office
mm-hmm.
to notify us as to what is going on with them until the mail comes back to the office.
Okay.
So we have that problem that we want to rectify. If you've changed location, alert the office so we will make the necessary changes to your data, your information.
Out of time, Randy Boyd Cadet and Ms. Karen Alexander.
Yes.
Thank you so much. We wish you well.
And
thank you. Maybe with all that is happening. I have learned a lot and I'm sure my listeners have. And I want them to join me next week at the same time, and for which I want to share more information with them about what is happening within the tax department. Thank you both for being here with us today.
Thank you,
and I
Pastor.
Wish you a very blessed and enjoyable week. And you both look well and healthy
and
young
you
people. All right. Take care then. Thank you.
You have been listening to another edition of Inside Finance, a program that explores the financial and economic challenges of our time. Join us next week for another edition.